Old Ben by Jesse Stewart. One morning in July, when I was walking across a clover field to a sweet apple tree, I almost stepped on him. There he lay, coiled like heavy strands of black rope. He was a big bull blacksnake. We looked at each other a minute, and then I stuck the toe of my shoe up to his mouth. He drew his head back in a friendly way. He didn't want trouble. Had he shown the least fight, I would have soon finished him. My father had always told me there was only one good snake, a dead one. When the big fellow didn't show any fight, I reached down and picked him up by the neck. When I lifted him, he was as long as I was tall. That was 6 feet. I started calling him Old Ben as I held him by the neck and rubbed his back. He enjoyed having his back rubbed and his head stroked. Then I lifted him into my arms. He was the first snake I'd ever been friendly with. I was afraid at first to let Old Ben wrap himself around me. I thought he might wrap himself around my neck and choke me. The more I petted him, the more affectionate he became. He was so friendly, I decided to trust him. I wrapped him around my neck a couple of times and let him loose. He crawled down one arm and went back to my neck, around and down the other arm, and back again. He stuck out his forked tongue to the sound of my voice as I talked to him. "I wouldn't kill you at all," I said. "You're a friendly snake. I'm taking you home with me." I headed home with Old Ben wrapped around my neck and shoulders. When I started over the hill by the pine grove, I met my cousin, Wayne Holbrook, coming up the hill. He stopped suddenly when he saw me. He started backing down the hill. "He's a pet, Wayne," I said. "Don't be afraid of Old Ben." It was a minute before Wayne could tell me what he wanted. He had come to borrow a plow. He kept a safe distance as we walked on together. Before we reached the barn, Wayne got brave enough to touch Old Ben's long body. "What are you going to do with him?" Wayne asked. "Uncle Mick won't let you keep him." "Put him in the corn crib," I said. "He'll have plenty of delicate food in there. The cats we keep at this barn have grown fat and lazy on the milk we feed them." I opened the corn crib door and took Old Ben from around my neck because he was beginning to get warm and a little heavy. "This will be your home," I said. "You'd better hide under the corn." Besides my father, I knew Old Ben would have another enemy at our home. He was our hunting dog, Blackie, who would trail a snake, same as a possum or mink. He had treed black snakes, and my father had shot them from the trees. I knew Blackie would find Old Ben because he followed us to the barn each morning. The first morning, after I'd put Old Ben in the corn crib, Blackie followed us. He started toward the corn crib, holding his head high, sniffing. He stuck his nose up to a crack in the crib and began to bark. Then he tried to tear a plank off.
"Stop it, Blackie," Pa scolded him. "What's the matter with you? Have you taken to barking at mice?"
"Blackie is not barking at a mouse," I said. "I put a black snake in there yesterday."
"A black snake?" Pa asked, looking unbelievingly.
"A black snake?" "Yes, a pet black snake," I said.
"Have you gone crazy?" he said. "I'll move 1,000 bushels of corn to get that snake."
"You won't mind this one," I said. "You and Mom will love him."
My father said a few unprintable words before we started back to the house. After breakfast, when Pa and Mom came to the barn, I was already there. I had opened the crib door, and there was Old Ben. He'd crawled up front and was coiled on a sack. I put my hand down, and he crawled up my arm to my neck and over my shoulder. When Mom and Pa reached the crib, I thought Pa was going to faint.
"He has a pet snake," Mom said.
Won't be a bird or a young chicken left on this place, Pa said. Every time I pick up an ear of corn in the crib, I'll be jumping. Pa, he won't hurt you, I said, patting the snake's head. He's a natural pet, or somebody has tamed him. And he's not going to bother birds and young chickens when there are so many mice in this crib. Mick, let him keep the snake, Mom said. I won't be afraid of it. This was the beginning of a long friendship. Mom went to the corn crib morning after morning and shelled corn for her geese and chickens. Often, old Ben would be lying in front on his burlap sack. Mom watched him at first from the corner of her eye. Later, she didn't bother to watch him any more than she did a cat that came up for his milk.